cooperation. Therefore, we are deeply concerned by reports of increasing reprisals and intimidation against those who engage or seek to engage with the United Nations, as this undermines both human rights and multilateralism. We concur with the Secretary General's report that shrinking civil space and restrictions on fundamental rights and freedom continues to deter the reporting of such incidents. In extreme cases, including at least in one state in our region, there were no independent voices left to report on the detentions of participants in Human Rights Council event immediately after his return home. Human Rights Council Resolution 54/24 from last year expressed concern over the targeting of indigenous peoples' representatives during their participation in UN meetings. Such actions, which occur also in our region, are unacceptable and must not be tolerated. The communications and reports of the special procedures and treaty bodies serve as early warning signs of gross human rights violations. Any attempts to attack or silence them or those who cooperate with them only further demonstrate the perpetrators' intent to commit crimes, including atrocities. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Karim El Anli, Libya. Libya.